Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Anything and everything, raise your vibration. Every single vibrating molecule of your being is being energized and livened with light and love and compassion, abundance, joy, gratitude, and of course, profound wisdom. With this information, it is my humble pleasure and honor, to say the least, to offer today's show to each and every single one of you. Listeners, first of all, we love you with all of our hearts. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter when you are, we love you. We appreciate you, honor you. We honor your strength. We honor your courage to heal, to desire to heal yourself and to successfully do so, and therefore heal those around you. We have dedicated our lives for the sole purpose of assisting humanity in aligning with their highest and greatest self, in aligning with their highest excitement, and taking action on those highest excitements, and manifesting the life that they know, that you know you came here to live. The only level density and limitation we experience are those in which we place upon ourselves. As we consciously and deliberately choose to break free from these chains, you will see that life and heaven on earth is here now. Today is an extremely special show for me personally because of our guest. Now, as you guys know, here on Dave's Good Vibration Station, everything that we do, everything that we talk about is a direct connection, a direct reflection, and of course, projection of what's going on in ourselves, what's going on in humanity. And that's why it brings me such tremendous pleasure and deep honor to say that we have the one and only Jillian Harris on the show today, in the studio, on the air. We are so unbelievably excited and humbled, to say the least. We have the Jillian Harris, author of Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One. Jillian, welcome to the show, my love, my dear, my idol, who I look up to,
wonderful.
Who I learn from. I am ecstatic beyond words to have you on today's show.
Thank you. I am so honored to be here. You don't understand. Oh, my gosh. And the work that you do is so important. I mean, raising vibrations, that makes us such powerful beings. That's so important. Mm-hmm. So, oh, my God, it's a blessing to me to be here right now. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, Jillian, thank you so much. I cannot tell you truly how much that fills my heart with joy. I have butterflies in my tummy. And as I said earlier when we were speaking, I said, you make me blush.
Awesome. And also,
as you guys know, here on the Vibration Station, my dear brother, my soul brother, which actually is in perfect alignment with today's topic, because Colin, as you guys know, Dave's Good Vibration Station co-host, my brother Colin, welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
How is everyone today? I'm doing well.
Hi,
I love
Colin.
You all. Hi. It's so nice to meet you. Colin.
Nice to meet you too.
Well, I'm excited to hear about your work.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to share.
It's going to be a
good
really,
harmony right
really
there.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And it's going to be an extremely powerful show too. And come to think of it, this is in such perfect alignment. Something just clicked for me. Colin and I, and you'll see why I say this and how this is literally in perfect alignment with today's show. Colin and I have known each other for since we were children. We went to the same elementary school, and then we became very, very, very close in high school. Now we're almost 10 years out of high school, still best friends, brothers. We've had so many spiritual experiences together where we have embraced source and really done the work to see what is beyond, what lies beyond the ego's geometry, what lies beyond the ego's layers. And Colin and I have both come to the understanding that we have done this work before. We
Awesome.
We absolutely are incarnate from different times, different lives, different spaces, possibly even different planets. And we
right.
came here on this planet at this time for a very, very powerful purpose.
Can I get clarity for a second? That you guys are in association. You know each other in these other lifetimes that you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because right.
yes.
I got that.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it is so, I just don't have words. You know, it's when an emotion is so honest, when there's so much truth and clarity and purity and transparency, it becomes wordless. It becomes speechless. You know, it's in sacred ceremony, you know, we honor silence because you are feeling so much emotion and so much alignment with the God within, with that source energy and being connected to the collective consciousness, the Akashic realms, or whatever it may be, it is so humbling that you can't speak. And this is the same way that I feel when I speak with you, Jillian, and Colin, when we work together, and the three of us being on the air right now truly is divine. So I, with that said, want to hop in. Sorry, Jillian, did I interrupt you?
No, not at all. I'm just reacting with breath. I'm just like breathing. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Never apologize for the breath. That is beautiful. Breathe out. I'm going to breathe with you.
Totally. Feeling you.
Yeah, right. Definitely. So, check this out, guys. I'm sure that you are familiar with Jillian. If you listen to the Vibration Station, you probably come across Jillian's stuff. Just through Google search. If you've listened to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11, you probably have heard Jillian on her show before. You may have even read her book, which once again, Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One. So this is just so cool, guys. I got to let you know just a little bit about Jillian before we go head first straight into an awesome aligned divine show. So just for you guys to kind of get a summary of an understanding of who we're talking to today and actually how much of an honor it really is to have Jillian on the show. So Jillian, along with being a medium, she specializes in helping people with conscious creation, goal coaching, okay, with an emphasis on productivity. And that is a big thing in the spiritual community, is productivity. People knowing that they can align themselves with an emotion, but they need to take the action to allow that emotion to manifest. So that is huge. And that is a huge concept when it comes to understanding the law of attraction and your relationship with your ability to create. So not only is she a medium, right? She does specialize in helping people with creating her goals, consciously creating their goals with an emphasis on, of course, productivity. She assists people in using their own magic to create their intentions, channeling that magic. Jillian is the catalyst to bring out that inner magic to show you how powerful you truly are, to create your intentions, to set these intentions, and to watch these intentions fully materialize into your reality by having structure and staying productive and staying in alignment. Jillian is also, of course, as you guys know, the author of her latest book, quote unquote, Have We Met? ! How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One. In this book, she describes this, how do we say, this book is essentially a case of soul recognition. And the greatest part about it is it's a true story. Here's a little summary. In August of 2018, Jillian posted to her Facebook a quote. The quote was, a friend of mine died in 1983-ish. He was born again in 1991. I met him again in 2016. And those are, of course, Jillian's words, right? She says her book is about a daring. Well, actually, these aren't her words. These are my words. What she said, that was a quote from earlier. I said, her book is about a daring and brave adventure of consciousness, of soul recognition, of getting clarity and understanding these other dimensions and quantum realms and how time and space works. And she basically, has documented her entire journey of discovering that she once knew a man in a previous life and the unfolding journey of how she discovered this. Once again, Jillian, it is beyond humbling to have you on the show.
Thanks.
So I'm just gonna run in head first with just a couple questions. Now that people know who you are, what you do, you are a medium, you are a channel, and you are also a metaphysical consultant.
Right.
Can you share a little bit more for those out there that are listening that may not have necessarily done the research? What does it mean to be a metaphysical consultant?
So basically, metaphysical consultant is the umbrella title for a bunch of stuff. As
beautiful.
A light worker, which I'll explain that bit again, which has to do with energy, you know, and really being able to be a conductor and choreographer, I like to say, of energy at will. That's a light worker. But there are so many things that are meta outside of the physical. That's metaphysical in short for me. That fit into, you know, these spiritual categories. Like, I'm a medium, I'm a channel, I'm an intuit, or some call it a psychic, I guess, you know, but then there are different levels of that. And I explain in my book those different levels. Like, there's physical mediumship, which is where you're basically seeing another dimension, but you're seeing physical. It looks like what's in physical form right here, but that medium understands that what she's seeing is not in this dimension, it's another. And then there's mental mediumship, which covers a few areas that people are pretty familiar with, at least from television. So you got your clairvoyance, And you've got your clairaudience. And clairvoyance is, you know, what you're seeing, your mental screen. But then there are two ways that these things happen. So I'll just do the three basics first. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, what you're hearing, and clairsentience, what you're feeling. But then those three things are then broken down in two other ways that a lot of people aren't familiar with. For instance, clairaudience, which I love to talk about because I have one of the most wonderful, amazing guides ever. Like, you can never, ever, 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 ever want a better guide, and particularly this one specializes in romance. So when she comes through to say something to me and she wants to say it, she doesn't, like, go for the subjective. She's objective. So there's subjective and there's objective of all of these. Subjective, I would hear her voice, not my voice, someone else's voice inside your head, and you're clear. It sounds like a thought, but it's just not your voice. And it's not your consciousness. It's somebody else telling you something, you know.
So there's that.
But she likes to be objective with it, with me. And she'll speak to me outside the kind where you look around and go, oh, hi, you know, like somebody else is in the room. When this first started to happen to me, it would just freak me out. And I'd be like, you know, hello?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But so there's those things. What were you going to say? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no. I was just my laughter is coming from such a pure place of empathy. I'm like, oh my gosh, do I remember the first time? Yes, please go on. I just empathize so deeply. I'm like, I couldn't literally.
Do you have a guide who speaks to you that way?
Not as clear of a relationship as you have with yours, but I have absolutely. Many times heard someone else's voice telling me in my head, very specific. And it's usually a one word thing, or sometimes it'll be a very brief sentence that doesn't make sense to me at the time, but then something will pop up in my reality and I'll be like, what?
Susie
Q? What? Like, what did that mean? I run into this lady, you know, Susie, and she's a metaphysical. What, you know, it's just like, it doesn't matter. It's just all in perfect alignment. So please go on. It's just, yes. It's for those listeners out there. I just want to clarify. It can be a leap of faith.
Yeah.
To understand that, to understand the concept that consciousness, that we as individuals and as a collective consciousness are receiving and transmitting mechanisms. We are walking, breathing, expanding energy antennas.
Yeah.
Can
I interject a story?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so my friend invented this device that, like a normal speaker, it comes from the cone and it emanates from the cone. But he invented a way to shoot sound through the air. And the thing that it would be picked up by is only organic material. So I stood about 200 feet away from him, and he spoke into a microphone, and the device was on top of my head. And it felt like there was a speaker, like I had like a little hat that was a speaker, and it was speaking to me, but it also kind of felt like it was inside my head. And it was like, I couldn't tell because, you know, like, I don't really listen to headphones on top of my head, so I've never felt, but it was like it was washing over me. And I kind of feel like that's what you were describing, that it washes over you. Like, you can interpret it because we're antennas, right? We're just organic antennas. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. That makes sense to me. I explained this to someone recently in an interview. I was in a class. I went to USM, the University of Santa Monica, for my master's, and it was a cool program. Spiritual psychology is what I got my master's in, but we had this section of the course that was about, you know, going to your intuition, which is such a real place that it does need to be in school, you know? And so the your partner. You have a partner, and they're going to yell at you as loud as possible, your name or something. In this case, it was going to be your name, but she was going to yell it with her voice in her head, like it wasn't going to come out of her mouth. So I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to wait till she screams my name mentally. And when she does it and I sense it, I say, now. And so I was going along, and I'm like, now. She's like, yep. And then, you know, she does it again. And when she did it, it's like I felt, you know, they say that thought has weight to it.
Yes, it absolutely does. Yeah.
So I sensed it kind of like falling to the floor, like with gravity, and then coming across the floor and now coming up my energy field. And that's when, once it was like come up from my feet and I'd right around my knees, I'd be conscious that, you know, that was it. And I'd say now. And so that was my first time to actually get like some sort of, you know, physical, evidence of thought, in that stream of consciousness, you know? So she does it a couple times, and then, you know, another time I get it, but it doesn't come from the front of me this time, but I know it came to me, and so I said, now, and she's like, no, and I open my eyes. I'm like, what do you mean, no? And then I it came up my right side, so I turned to the right, and there were two assistants sitting in a chair, a couple chairs, and I said, did one of you just say my name? And they're like, oh, my God.
Wow.
What are you? Yeah, so.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so that.
Yeah, I mean, I use a cheat code.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, but so it does. But that's even more profound that the cone was on your head. It felt like it was inside. That's amazing.
There was no cone on my head. My head is the antenna. Like. That me and David were talking about it the other day. Tinfoil hats are the opposite effect. We just become more of antennas. So that's kind of the joke.
I think Jillian was referring to with your friend when he was.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. We're antennas, and it's like there was no physical cone, but
you didn't actually have anything physical on your head.
No, it was my head was the antenna.
Oh,
there was nothing.
I thought you had a gadget. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
No. He had a gadget.
Okay, got
it. No, he had the gadget, and he was like 200 feet away from me. And it was just my head. If someone stood in the line between me and him, then they would receive the message, not me. It's just whatever the first organic material is.
Right, got
Wow.
it.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
Where were
it's
we?
Late. Yes. So we actually this is perfect, Jillian. You were right in the process of talking about and kind of molding into number one the idea of telepathy, right? The idea of us being able to hear thoughts and how. There were the assistants on the sides of you, and it was silent, and you said, did someone just say my name? And then it was like, oh my God, who are you? So after this like aha moment of them realizing and recognizing, okay, she obviously has this profound ability. What came next? I mean, this is just so fascinating. What was the... I guess I could say, what was the initial push of the snowball down the mountain to bring you to being this amazing and inspirational, empowered being of light that is literally just emanating and raising the vibration everywhere you go, understanding that you live in heaven on earth, understanding that you are heaven on earth. So after that experience, this is for my own selfish understanding and wanting to know, and of course the listeners as well. What happened after the assistance?
Oh, well, that was interesting, and that does take us someplace, because what ended up happening was I became a like a an anomaly, and I was a. You could tell by the way people were looking at me. I didn't understand exactly at first. I'm like, you know, I didn't understand exactly first. I had some misperceptions about why. I mean, it was pleasant, but I didn't get it. And then I finally got it. I'm like, oh my God, I get it. They think I'm exceptional in this, you know, in this way or something. And then somebody, you know, mentioned, so I understand you're really intuitive and blah, blah. Can you, you know, help me with this, that, and the other thing? And that's when I understood what had gone around the rumor mill in the school. But what's interesting about that to me is that they were thinking that I was something that they are not, or that they don't have the ability to be. And that is why I'm here. And I've known my entire incarnation. Like, I mean, this whole time, I've been so ecstatic to be in this lifetime since a little kid, because there's just been this knowingness, you know, done it before, and this time got it. Oh, how fun, you know, to come into this and realize that there's, you know, that I can create whatever. But I do remember getting to a place very young, like 21-ish, and I was weirded out because I could get anything I wanted, like whatever I put my mind to, it was going to happen. Like, I decided, I want to do this. I want to be on radio. That's what I'm going to do. I want to be on the radio, and that's not just easy. And so I made it happen. They told me I could not do Los Angeles. Don't even think about being on the radio in LA until you're like 5 or 10 years in. I started in LA, and I left on purpose because I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't be here. I'm not good yet. So I picked a city. I thought, ooh, Santa Barbara is cool. And they didn't even have any openings on the 5 radio stations that were there. One of them made an opening for me and hired me. That kind of stuff. And so one day I said, this is so weird. And I was perplexed. Like, why do I get anything I want? And I wasn't smiling. I wasn't happy. I was really weirded out. I needed to understand why, you know. I knew there had to be a formula. But still, even after that, it took another, like, you know, a long time for me to really find out about the law of attraction, that it's actually a thing, you know, conscious creation, and that how we are made intrinsically is how we actually end up creating stuff. You know, we're actually these, you know, energy fields, like you were talking about. And through thought and emotion, we create stuff.
Right.
It's just crazy.
It is literally physical. It is, right, as you said, thoughts have actual density to them. And this is something that if people understood the concept that you just shared, and I can't wait, I'm going to wrap this piece up because there's so much more to get into. Oh, so much more fun stuff to get into with you, Julian.
Yeah, so much more. Because, like, there's the earth, and then there's stones, and there's crystals, and there's aroma, and how that affects how we feel, and the emotion then that we put out that we can create. And so, yes, we can, you know, make more magic, and this gaining tools and stuff, and how to recreate what it is you believe, you know, because if what you believe right now is not working for you, fix it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. I have literally said those exact words on Dave's Good Vibration Station at least 50 times over the last 10 years or 11 years of hosting the show. It's literally, it's actually, that's so perfect and so in alignment. It truly couldn't have said it better, Julian. And when we understand on a fundamental level that our thoughts, and Colin, you have had a lot of very profound experiences with knowing thoughts to be dense material manifestation. You know, you've shared with me a lot of things in your life as well that go and just validate everything that Julian writes about in her book, everything that Julian teaches.
Oh, dude, I just got a job 2 weeks ago in my Uber ride by just telling this guy a story. And it's like the best job of my life. And I didn't expect it. It wasn't like I was actually seeking that out. It was just like, hey, here's the story I'm writing. And then it was like, hey, you want a job? Here's your dream job. Okay, cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And it just thoughts are things. And right, listeners, right before we segue into the next portion of the show, getting a little bit deeper into Jillian's book, into the sustenance of what it's about, it is so cool. I read it in 4 days and I couldn't put it down. I was absorbed by this book. So right before we segue into that, first of all, I want to let you guys know, if you just tuned in, we have the one and only Jillian Harris. If you are familiar with her, then you are awesome and clearly focusing on raising your vibration. And if you're not familiar with her, then you've definitely got to familiarize yourself with Jillian Harris. Once again, if you just tuned in, author of Have We Met? Quote unquote, How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One. We are talking to Jillian. We also have our dear brother Colin, my co-host on Dave's Good Vibration Station, here with us. And we are talking about reincarnation. We are talking about Jillian's experience and how she translated her entire journey of understanding reincarnation on a much deeper level than you've probably ever experienced before, and then integrating that into, obviously, you know, modern day understanding, into a mainstream understanding of how consciousness works. So I just want to let you guys know, if you tuned in a little bit late, make sure to listen to the show after so you can catch the first 30 minutes. It'll be up right after we finish the show in the archive, Channel One, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Jillian, what I really want to get into now, because this is so fun for me, when we were speaking earlier. So obviously we've talked about your book. I am totally absorbed. Okay. And listeners, I want to let you guys know, everything that I share on the Vibration Station, that we share on the Vibration Station, nothing is endorsed. Nothing is paid for. Nothing is a promotion. This is pure heart-to-heart honesty. There is no transaction. There is no agreement for me to talk highly of Jillian or this book whatsoever. I sought out having Jillian on the show because her book affected me in such a profound way. So when I really say to you listeners, you guys got to check this book out, I am saying it from a space in my heart that knows that this book will open your eyes so, so beautifully, in such a harmonious way, for you to understand so much more about yourself, your relationship with your true self, and your relationship with others in your life. So you guys got to check this out. First of all, her book, Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One, is available in paperback via Amazon. The audio is also available on Amazon, audible.com, and iTunes. Okay. Make sure also, we're going to repeat this information at the end of the show. Make sure to check out JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Some of these workshops that she's doing, Why We Flock, these new workshops, how to learn more about it, how to participate. So we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. All right, this is the question I've been so excited for, and I literally just can't wait. Okay, so in your book, right, you mentioned theories, you know, that are in alignment with quantum physics and how that relates to us living parallel lives and the veil that separate us through, you know, dimensions and whatnot. Okay, so we can understand the foundation of that. We can understand what third dimensional consciousness, or if we are shifting into this higher fifth density, then, you know, we have a better understanding of exactly what this means. What is so cool and what I'm so excited about is this question. I'm going to start out with it. there are so many cases of people talking about who they were in their past lives, right? In your book, you refer to one of the most famous, which is that of James Leninger. We were talking about this earlier.
Leninger. He must go through it his whole life with that name, I tell you.
And just listeners, so you know, I actually said the name about 10 times, and it's I before the show, Leninger.
Nailed it.
And I still can't. And now I totally butchered it, and I feel terrible. And James, I love you, brother, and I am so sorry for butchering your name. And you are welcome to write me an email and say, David, say my name right. And I absolutely
right. Will. And next incarnation, you could do a simpler name concept. Just think about it.
I love what the best response possible. Oh my goodness! I literally love you beyond. Oh. So this is just an amazing story. So James, as a toddler, he vividly, and Colin, actually, you and I have talked about this before. I know for a fact we have talked about this specific circumstance, this documented research that's been done about James. As a toddler, he vividly remembered and talked about many details about being another man named James Houston in a previous lifetime, right? The little boy James said that as James Houston, he was a fighter pilot who was shot down by the Japanese during that time. This boy talked about detailed information that only his commanders, colleagues, and records from World War II would know about during that time in history. So, can you share them? This is a two-in-one question. Number one, Can you share with us and the listeners how you came to understand who you have been in past lives and why you have come back to be Jillian in this life? Okay, part number one, which also is incorporated with part number two, why did you both reincarnate together in different lives? And when I say both, you guys will, it will be fulfilled as Jillian answers the question. There was, well, I kind of already gave you a summary at the beginning of the show. We'll get into that, and that'll make more sense. But
you're too smart for me. Okay, wait, back up.
No, I am just a chatterbox. And
I love it. Okay, but I want to get the first part. There were two different parts of this question, and the first part is, do that to me again, just a little.
Beautiful.
And I'll take it away.
So, I love it. Can you share with us and the listeners how you came to understand who you have been in past lives?
Gotcha.
And so, why? Yeah. Why
I
you came back to
Jillian?
As
lucky as James Leninger. Yeah, I don't have,
right.
Like, you know, that guy, man, I tell you, or, you know, maybe I would have had all those details if there was someone like his parents were with him, and they were pulling the information out of him. He's waking up in the middle of the night, and he's, you know, he's in the plane again, and it's on fire, and, you know, and he can't get out, and he's, you know, he's remembering this, and they're like, well, what's going on? And so they're getting the information. So I don't know that I was not, you know, it's all of a sudden at 11, 12, I'm, you know, I'm seeing stuff in my head. It's not bothersome like what he had, though. It was actually okay and cool and whatnot. But no pain or anything. But definitely another incarnation. But I was 13 years old, I believe, 13, 12 or 13 max, when I tell someone else about this, and it was my math tutor. And when I say, you know, I describe to him this person who was a young man in his like 20s or so, and he's walking along a pathway along a very trimmed hedge of bushes, and in like in a downtown area, but it doesn't feel like California at all. It doesn't even to me feel like America. I'm thinking Europe or something is the sense that I get. And he asked me as I described this to him, he's like, oh, do you know him? And I'm like, no, I am him. And I had that clearly, and I had it very clearly, and at the time, it wasn't some big, deep, profound thing to me. That was just simply the answer to the question.
Right. You know, I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I was much older when I thought back to the answer to that question that I went, whoa, oh my God, you know. And in thinking back to that oh so organic moment, that's when I really was, you know, understanding that this is supposed to be part of my life curriculum, to not only have these experiences for myself, but to help others with it. Like, you know, I think that's one of the reasons James Leninger's story is known, and why it happened when
yes.
it happened. You know, we've got this information highway thing is amazing. So now we've got stories of lots of kids, you know, that what's his name? Lou Garrett.
Yes.
The baseball player. I don't think I'm saying his name.
Yes.
Right. He's back.
Yes. No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That kind of thing. Right.
Right.
So I wasn't like a famous person. I don't think. I don't know. I didn't get the name. And once I revealed this to you, I want to say that once I revealed it to my math tutor, I really, the memories or the visions that I was seeing, I remember them dissolving, like not really happening that much. That particular phenomenon wasn't happening for me. It's kind of like that's what was supposed to happen, you know, for my history. So we can have this conversation about it now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the second part of your question? I've seen many other lifetimes through past life recall, especially. Where I, you know, go into sessions specifically to reconnect with particular other lifetimes. Shirley MacLaine wrote an amazing book, Dancing in the Light, back in the 80s or something. And I read that book. It's a great book. I highly recommend anybody read it. You know, lots of metaphysical, spiritual stuff is just timeless. There's no, you know, era on it. So I follow her to this place in New Mexico, Galisteo, New Mexico, where she had an acupuncture experience that where through her body she would connect to memories of other incarnations. And,
wow.
So for me, it was acupressure, and I got to connect to like about three or four different lifetimes. That's supposed to be a
wow.
Yeah, I don't want to see anymore. At that time,
right.
I was so young, but it just blew my whole thing. I was like, you know, just your regular, normal, run-of-the-mill Christian girl at that time. And, you know, I knew there was like a heaven kind of thing, sort of, you know. But
sure.
It was kind of vague and
sure.
pearly gates and whatnot. But I really didn't think anything else beyond that. Only a shade. Now, you had another part of your question. What was that?
Oh, I love it. No, I am just totally absorbed by you, Julian. Oh, my goodness. So the second part, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. So as I mentioned earlier, listeners, in the intro of the show, I'll just let you guys know. So I'll say it again. In August of 2018, Julian posted to her Facebook a quote, a friend of mine died in 1983. She was born again in 1991. I met him again in 2016. This is what her book is about, right? These daring and brave adventures, as she basically documents her journey of discovering that she once knew a man in a previous life and the unfolding journey of how she discovered this. Leading into my next question, why did you both reincarnate together in different lives?
Thank you for asking me that question. That merges into like the part that you said was supposed to be last, but I'm going to squinch it up to right now.
I love it.
Because, you know, there's been, I just said this to him the other day. I was like, you know, when there's soul recognition, that only happens for a reason. Like there's, and we flock as spirit families, you know, we come together and we have our experiences together for a reason. And each relationship is for learning and growth, you know, and so to find out who your spirit family is, and I want to get clear, your spirit family may not be blood related to you. And not all of your blood relatives are in your spirit family.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's like a deep thing. And a bunch of, never mind, I could go deep with that. I'm not going to. Okay. So there's that.
I love you.
Folks that are in your spirit family, okay, those are the ones where you're having relationships, you're having the growth, you know, you're having an experience. Now, the spirit family folks, it may not be positive all the time. Sometimes it's
right.
The difficult ones. And I love using the, you know, the mother-in-law analogy, but that's not a good one because it's negative. And some mother-in-laws are so freaking cool. You know, so
of course.
People tend to know
no,
what
that,
I mean.
Yeah, that just that traditional stigma, the monster-in-law. You think of the Jennifer
yes,
Lopez and
exactly.
Movie.
But that, yeah, but that relationship is in your space, it's in your world so that you can find
yes.
a way to reach harmony and love with it. Like, you know, you're going to get some work to do here. And that relationship that you're having, that person that you're having a relationship with, I should say, you're also having a relationship with that person in another incarnation. And so what
yeah.
the energy that you're experiencing right here could be bleed over from what you're experiencing there. Chances are what you're experiencing here is easier to solve than what's happening over there. So why not bring the harmony and the love back here so that can bleed over there.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
whoa.
So we have a course that's called Spirit Families, Why We Flock. And this is basically, you know, okay, so I, you know, make this new friend, and Anthony is his name, and I, and then I recognize him. I mean, I would just go to his store, you know, it all happens in a dispenser, right?
Of course, absolutely.
Right,
they always
do. But anyway, then I recognize them, and I'm like, I'm so what? And but then I'm getting more and more, you know, messages, and with my mediumship, where folks are basically pushing me to get to the bottom of it. So now I get to the bottom of it, and that, you know, as you know, takes its twists and turns in the book and stuff. And I was just
right.
saying to him that, you know, I can kind of see a couple of reasons for you in this, you know, soul recognition, like some really profound things, actually. But it's really up to him
wow.
to say what the connection was really for. But for me, I'm like, but what about me, right? Why?
Absolutely.
Why am
Absolutely.
I going through this? And
right.
it has become so, so, so. I'm just going to give you a tidbit and just say that this is what my next book is about. And it's juicy as all get out. Like, oh, my God. Like, take whatever juiciness was in this book right here, Have We Met, take those portions, multiply it by about 5,000.
Oh.
And that's for going on juicy. I have this attraction, right? And
yeah.
it's a weird combination, and it was confusing. It is confusing still sometimes,
sure.
Where it's a combination of the energy that we were then, you know, when I knew him the first time when I was in my 20s and he was in his 50s, and the energy that we are now when I'm in my whatever and he's in his, you know, older 20s. Notice how I didn't say
right.
where I am right now. I'm working
right.
on that. And so that whole concept right there, that's, you know, so that has brought things for me. That has brought, you know, curriculum to my world that has been
yes.
so enriching. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so blessed by this. Like,
wow.
So that's what, yeah, I can't wait to share.
That.
For me, for the time being, that is it. And then also, it brings about my life purpose, which, you know, I have always said that, God, I said, when I reach my 50s, which is kind of a little hint of my age, but
so
when
funny.
I'm really old and
we
I'm
are
in
ageless.
My 50s, I actually said that. I call it considered 50s old. That's so funny. Anyway, so when that happens and I'm that old and stuff, then I want to retire helping people with the most gut-wrenching part of life, which
mm-hmm.
is when our loved ones seemingly disappear by way of what we call death, so that we can have healing and know that that's not the case. And I wanted to, you know, use my mediumship and whatever else to assist. And this just like exploded out of me like a volcano and turned into an amazing book. And here I am, and now a workshop and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, I've been a goal coach for like, I don't know, 7-8 years, but Now I am finding that there are folks who are coming to me who want help with this because they realize that their real relationships are actually profound parts of their lives, and they need to work on them, and they need assistance with that, and so here I am.
Wow. Jillian, you literally are heaven sent. I know that I know that you have obviously your own relationship with your inner source. But knowing that we are a collective consciousness, we call them you too, knowing that we are all interconnected in a collective consciousness, I just want to let you know, Jillian, I feel from the depth of my heart, you are an angel, and your wingspan is infinitely wide. You had the ability to touch and affect the entire world as you actually already have, as you know. You and the work that you do and the dedication that your mind, body, and soul has invested into sharing this information with the masses, getting people to a place of peace and harmony and understanding within themselves. Jillian, I bow to you in honor. I surrender the deepest and most unconditional love, light, appreciation, gratitude, happiness, and alignment from my heart to yours, and as does my one-year-old daughter.
Well, I know that I've got a lot of melanin, but I am blushing my behind off right now. I am but I just want to say that, you know, humbly, seriously, I am just being of service. That's it. I'm just being of service, and I'm so grateful. I love being of service in this way. It's like, wow, I love how my days, you know, flow sometimes and things I get to do. It's great.
Wow. It is amazing when we recognize our true potential and when we actually get into alignment with the possibilities and the limitless opportunities that lie ahead. Oh, my gosh, Jordan, I could talk with you the three of us could chat for hours, and
totally.
I would love to, and we definitely will. Maybe we'll do like a live stream on the Instagram of Divine Mind Tribe. We'll sit down and chat for a couple hours if people want to interact.
Awesome.
We'll talk about something like that. But listen, guys, this is really what it comes down to. Once again, okay, make sure to check out Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones. It is available. Paperback via Amazon. It is also available in audio via Amazon, Audible.com, and iTunes.
There's also the ebook, too.
And ebook. That is great. Okay, beautiful. And the ebook. And something else that I really, really encourage you guys to do. Make sure to go to JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. G-I-L-L-I.
Because, yeah, they're going to go to J-I-L-L, and then they won't find me.
That's right. You got to go to G. G as in greatness. G-I-L-L-I-A-N, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, worldwide.com. Make sure to check it out. You can get more information on the Spirit Families, Why We Flock, new workshop. You can connect on a deeper level with what she is doing, and make sure to just pick up a copy of it. If you can't even say, guess what? I will stand up and say, here's your money back. I'll take the book from you. But I know that would never, ever happen. I believe in this book so much that I will literally say, anybody that doesn't like it, I will pay you out of my own pocket. Seriously, it's amazing, guys. Life-changing book. Jillian, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking your time to be on the show and share such profound wisdom. Colin, I want to thank you, my dear brother, for coming on today's show. And
have a wonderful day, everyone.
Nice to meet you, Colin.
Nice to meet you, too.
Information and confirmation and all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and limitless laughter from our hearts to yours. We thank you so much. We send you the deepest love and blessings, and cannot wait for next Sunday's show and check out what Jillian has going on from here on out. And you're definitely going to be seeing her on Dave's Good Vibration Station a lot more often. All right, guys. Love you with all of my heart. You have a wonderful day. Remember, you are the creators of your own reality. What you choose to invest your energy in is exactly what you manifest in your reality. Choose wisely and manifest the life of your dream. We love you dearly, and we will see you next Sunday. If you guys want to email me directly, you can always get me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you guys so dearly, and we'll talk to you soon. See you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.